All right, 5:35 here on Sports Radio 96.7, 1310, The Ticket. This is 3 to 7. Bob, Corby, Danny here for a little Friday fun. And last week, we kind of kicked this around to ourselves, jokingly, like, hey, what if we told our kids that with all the other shutdowns that are going on, that the government decided to shut down the internet? Now, we never followed through with our kids, I think because we thought that they were too old and that we've effed with them enough that they're not going to fall for something like this. But, man, the P1s took to this and ran with it, and we played one guy who kind of kicked it all off last week. And I swear I've got like two dozen of them, and we'll get to them at some point, I promise you.
These may outlast the epidemic or the pandemic.
They very well might. But they're hilarious.
The one that we played, the only one that we played, we got the six-year-old to drop an F-bomb.
Yeah, when his dad told him, he was like, what the F?
Boy, he was awesome.
Yeah, he really was. So let's start here. As I said, it's all ages. This is a 10-year-old boy whose father is dropping the bomb on him, and he didn't take it too well.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
How was your day?
Good.
Turn it down real quick. So you know what I heard today?
What?
That my office is on mandatory shutdown where we have to work from home.
Yeah.
And you know that your school's closed, right? But they're going to start doing classes online.
What are they going to give me?
I don't know. We're supposed to find out here pretty soon. But you know what I heard?
What?
That they're going to shut down the internet.
Why?
Something to do with you can get the virus through clicking buttons on the internet or something like that.
By the way,
oh my God.
Listen to all the different excuses that these parents
use.
So
much phlegm.
I know. This guy uses, you can get the virus by punching buttons.
On the internet.
On the internet.
Punching buttons.
Buttons on the internet or something like that?
How?
I don't know, it doesn't make sense.
No. Dude, I'm not going to be able to play with my friends. I'm not going to even be able to do anything. That is so stupid.
How do you feel about it? Angry? Okay, wait, don't cry. I'm joking. I'm recording it. See? Look. It's for the ticket. Wait, don't break my phone.
It's for the ticket. I'm going to send it into the ticket. Say hi to everybody.
They're not shutting the internet down.
Oh, man. Listen to the guy.
You still have to do your schoolwork.
Say hi to everybody.
They're not shutting the internet down, but you still have to do schoolwork.
Fine.
I'm wiping a tear off your face. All right.
Poor little boy.
Oh,
he was
crying,
isn't it?
I know.
Because you're not going to be able to play with his play with your friends on the internet.
Yeah.
That's the world we live in.
Oh, yeah.
All right, trust me.
Yeah. This is how you play with your friends.
I just ignore mine.
Right?
It's great.
All right. How about, so that's a 10-year-old boy. How about trying to sell it to your 18-year-old? 15-year-old, 11-year-old, and 6-year-old all at once.
All right.
Now, he tried to sell it to everyone, so they're all in on this.
Okay.
All right, so a couple of items that are interesting. So first of all, Dallas County did issue what's called a shelter-in-place order. Have you guys heard this?
Yeah.
So that went into effect.
It goes into effect.
Well, it was announced today. It'll go into effect tomorrow. So, but there's also something else that you guys probably haven't heard of. So you guys will start school remotely tomorrow. But that's right. And they're concerned about kind of the capacity for, because every kind of bandwidth is constrained, and they need
internet bandwidth.
You love, there's a girl back there. It sounds like a 15 or 18-year-old girl go, wait a minute, what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
bandwidth.
She wasn't listening.
Like internet bandwidth.
Internet bandwidth is constrained because everybody's like jumping on and using it simultaneously. And so like emergency responders and different people need to have priority access. And so they're basically cutting all non-essential internet. So...
Did you hear the gasp back there?
You know, for school we can use it. It's kind of like the shelter in place, but for internet. And so you can use it if it's necessary, but otherwise it's out. So that means like streaming, gone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We use Wi-Fi?
No, Wi-Fi is internet.
Data? Internet?
Yeah,
they keep
data,
anything like, it's almost like when I told that.
Well, she's wanting to know. Look, can I use the data on my phone? Like, you can use your phone and not be online.
Yeah, right. That's what she's asking. That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, so it just blocks it.
Mm-hmm. So they're basically turning it off. So they have government controls,
what?
And so they know. You know, they're, yeah, I know.
Can we FaceTime?
That's Wi-Fi. That's
texting.
Yeah.
Green texting
is probably allowed, but
green.
But I don't know. I mean, the carriers might clamp that down as well.
Oh, so wait, this is going to be awful.
Well, because you know, think about the emergency responders.
Good thing I'm getting a nail kit. Now we really need to find things to do.
So,
bro.
And this could so. They,
bro.
We need to find things to do.
So.
Bro.
And this could, so they said that kind of plan.
How am I going to play Loblaw? How am I going to use TikTok?
I know.
How am I going to watch The Simpsons?
How am I going to use TikTok?
Yeah.
Perfect. No, they said that schoolwork will be allowed because, like, the website. No.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going
to
happen.
So schoolwork is considered kind of essential.
Yeah.
But it's the non-essential that they're blocking.
Joking. This is all your fault. You were joking.
No, are you
actually joking?
I'm joking.
It's like,
I love how
they won the lottery, by the way.
You like how he got his wife involved? She's just kind of, that's what's happened. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I know.
But
yeah.
I mean, this sounds like some
Netflix,
sort of celebratory, you just won the Super Bowl. You're so happy.
I didn't know what websites everybody is blocking. You are a fool. Dad, you never.
Dad's the best.
You are so good.
I'm like, even on phone.
He's recording it.
All right.
That's awesome.
I know. Isn't that great?
His laughs.
I love it.
His laughs being yelled over, but it's pretty underrated because it's a lot of.
Doesn't it sound like it's almost like a family assembly? Like there's enough order in that home that Dad, like, I don't know, he likes gets to everyone's attention. What's that like?
I know.
Does that appeal to you, Bob?
I think. At least when you're talking, they listen
like
a
charge.
Little bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, even at the beginning, when he was like, you know, we got some stuff going on here, and the stores are closing, and the internet may be closing, and that girl goes,
"What are we talking about?"
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. She just looked up from her phone right there.
Exactly. All right. Speaking of looking up from her phone, this guy got his 14-year-old daughter. Now, I think there's another kid involved in here, too. But this is a ninth grader, I believe.
Okay.
A ninth grader to fall for this. And you talk about not taking it well.
I hope it'll get all right.
Let's see. The internet is going to be shut off tomorrow, 8 p.m.
Why?
Across the country.
Oh, my.
Because
they have to figure out how to manage it?
Because of school. Because every school is online now.
Oh, so they have to figure out how to manage
it. So there's not going to be any internet. And that includes phones.
For how long?
At least 3 weeks.
Stop. I thought the whole thing was to not shut it down.
And then every school went online.
Wait, Dad, you're lying.
Stop, you're lying.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Wait, you're lying.
Yes, you are.
Wait, what do you mean every school went online?
Every school? No school is meeting in their buildings right
now.
Dad,
you're lying. It's not 3 weeks.
It's not 3 weeks.
It's not.
You have to be lying.
It's a day.
2 weeks. Well, how long are y'all out? April 3rd?
Yeah, at least 2 weeks.
And that's what, and that's
lying.
What? No,
you're
I'm
lying.
It's
no,
the internet. You can survive with it. Are you serious?
I'm not going to be able to talk to any of my friends.
Call them.
She's already crying.
God, this is so mean.
It's not mean.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not mean. It's awesome.
We don't know their lives, though. That's what they. That's all they have.
I know.
It's all relative.
It's
awesome.
And nobody has any patience for anything right now.
No.
Like, everybody's at their wit's end, so they're really vulnerable. So this is the perfect time to get them.
Oh, yeah. Like, they don't think it can get any worse, but, oh, it can.
Right. And this is, yeah, this is it. This is all they have.
Yeah.
This is it.
It's all I have. That and...
Pretty much.
It's the internet. The you magazines. Can survive with it. Are you serious?
I'm not going to be able to talk to any of my friends.
Call them.
You don't call.
That's, I love that. We don't call.
Like, what's a phone call?
What do they do? Old. FaceTime?
Can you imagine? Let's just go back like 20 years to your grandparents, right. Okay? Play this conversation and... You know, they're talking about, well, you're taking away my phones. Well, call them. We don't call. Well, what do you do with this thing?
They're FaceTiming, right?
Yeah, yeah, whatever. But okay. What I'm saying, like, you're trying to explain this to a grandparent listening to this. Yeah. We don't call. You're showing them a phone. What are they doing with it then? Putting up their butt?
I've got a few friends that are like my grandparents. That's all they do is call.
Oh, yeah.
Will you just text me?
No, they don't
Stop
do that.
It.
They don't do that.
All right. This is
don't call.
Great.
Well, with no internet, you will.
You're lying.
I thought the whole thing was to not shut it down.
And then they realized what the schools are doing on how much bandwidth they're going to be using.
Wait a minute. How are we going to get the internet?
How much what?
How much bandwidth.
What is that?
Anytime you go to a website or something like that, it uses something called bandwidth. And if the systems get overloaded with bandwidth, then there's outages everywhere. And right now, the priority's for the schools.
Pretty good explanation right there.
He's crushing.
Yeah, he was ready.
Schools. And so the internet's going to be up from 8 to 4 Central Standard Time.
Every
on
day?
The Yeah. And so on the East Coast, but it's done by regions because each
municipality
has a different internet service provider. Y'all seriously didn't hear that from Trump today?
So at
8? 8 o'clock. It's shut off tonight, or tomorrow night.
Until 4?
Until Monday at 8 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Wait, this Monday or next Monday?
It's not true. It's not true. I'm making it up.
You're lying.
You took his phone.
Right there. Yeah.
It's not true. It's not true. I'm looking it up.
Yeah, what are you looking up?
Internet outage?
Internet shutdown? Yeah, it's not true.
Would have been the top story.
He's lying.
Kids are so smart, but sometimes
they're
not.
Such a great premise, though, that the schools need all the bandwidth to teach you guys.
Yeah. All right, so the last one here is
I love the latency of denial before it becomes real to them.
I know.
Right.
It's so fun.
Perfect.
The last one comes to us from our good friend down in Austin, Ben Tewuki. Ben Tewuki. And he has got a 10-year-old son. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Who has sold this bill of goods. Now, remember cussing kid from last week?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All righty.
So, I have bad news.
What?
So you know how they're closing all the stores and everything?
Yeah.
So I don't know why, but they are going to turn the internet off tonight at midnight, and it's not going to be available for I don't know how long. So you won't be able to play Fortnite, you won't be able to stream YouTube or anything.
Can I have my phone?
I mean, your phone won't connect. There's not going to be an internet to connect to. Like, even the phone's cell phone service won't work.
So I can't do anything?
I mean, you could watch, like... Shoot, you could watch DVDs that we have and stuff, but you can't even,
What?
Yeah, you can't even stream, like, Amazon or Netflix.
Why the hell are they doing that?
I don't know, maybe they're worried about...
There's not a f***ing reason.
Well, maybe there's, like...
Whoa! How old's this kid?
Damn!
Did he just say, he said, what the hell are they doing that for no effing reason?
No effing reason.
Wow.
Love this kid.
Love. There's not a f***ing reason.
Well, maybe there's, like, needing to be extra, bandwidth for like companies and stuff to use. I really don't know how it works. I don't know if some companies are going to be able to use it or not.
Bitwookie didn't think this through. What did he say? I'm sorry.
Yeah, he says, what the hell, though?
Able to use it or not?
What the hell?
I don't know.
Not like this.
Yeah. So, you think they'll turn it back on?
They're not going to turn it back on. That's what I think.
Maybe for school stuff?
They won't turn it back on for a day. I think that.
Well, what if you think they? What would happen if they turn it back?
They forget.
What do you think if they turned it back on just for school stuff, but you still can't play Fortnite and stuff?
That can't happen. That's impossible. You can't do that.
I don't know how it works.
Do that?
I don't know how it works.
It's a weekend.
Man, I don't know how it works. All I know is you're not going to be able to play Fortnite anymore.
Never again.
I mean, until the coronavirus is gone.
Bloody hell. Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell. Do they live in an aviary? Did you call that?
What would you say to the person who decided that? What would you say?
Say
I know.
You.
That's what you'd tell Trump?
Yeah. And I'll tell him you're shitty. It's the worst idea ever.
Well, I agree with you. But look.
You can't legit do anything.
But look.
What the hell? What?
I'm recording this for Corby.
What? No!
No! Oh, man. That is awesome.
Oh, God. There you go.
That kid. I mean, his dad didn't even say, all right, come on, young man.
It's a new time, Danny.
I guess. I haven't adapted.
That is amazing.
That's awesome.
Wow. Good work, everybody.
What if little Brett talked like that, Bob? How'd that go over?
We would have a problem.
Yeah?
We would have a problem. In fact, you know what?
Yeah.
Sometimes we do have a problem.
Oh.
But if you haven't tortured your kids this way, there's always next week.
Please do.
Yes.
All right.
All right, it's 5:51, Corby.